Hello and welcome to The Music of My Mind. Today I'll be reviewing the book Thriller, The Musical Life of Michael Jackson, written by Nelson George. I like this book a lot because it doesn't just talk about Michael Jackson's life and upbringing. It talks about the author's life in conjunction with hearing Michael Jackson's music, as well as how he perceived fame to be affecting Michael throughout his life. Nelson George used to be a writer for Billboard magazine in the 80s. So he interviewed a lot of people about Michael Jackson, spent a lot of time researching Michael Jackson and his life, and he has a lot of what I feel are good insights. One of the interesting things that this book highlights is it really highlights Michael Jackson's transition from man to boy into kind of the man-boy of Michael Jackson that we all see today. It talks about how he was around all these different adults and in adult situations from being a pop star at a young age, and that really stunted his childhood. So when he was old enough to have his own childhood, to have his own adulthood, he kind of played out his childhood since he had more time, and it's this really interesting insight into Michael and a lot of different rationales for his behavior, not defenses or explanations per se, just more rationale. It also talks about how different people perceive Michael in the beginning, how he transitioned from Joe's upbringing to this taskmaster who stayed in the studio 24/7, and how he changed into this person in the later years who was more laid back and, from his perspective, wasn't as focused on the music and wasn't as much as a perfectionist as he used to be, which I disagree with. I think he was still a perfectionist, but if you go from being an extreme perfectionist to the point where you don't eat or sleep, you're unhealthy, to being more reasonable, where you know how to balance your work and your social life, but you still strive for that degree of excellence, it only seems like you're slacking because you were doing so much in the beginning. And there were a couple points I disagreed with him on, so that was one of the main ones I disagreed with him on. I also wish he would have spent more time talking about the History album, Michael Jackson History, Volume 1 and 2. And he talked about it briefly. He wasn't a big fan because it didn't have the same sound as his other albums, and I noticed that too. A lot of the songs on there don't really pull you in, like a lot of his earlier songs and a lot of the songs on Thriller, but they're still good songs. You know, my favorite song, Remember the Time, is on there. I know it's also on Dangerous, but it is on there, and it's more of just Michael Jackson composing his own greatest hits, along with some new hits that he was releasing, so you know, at that point, he already had his musical legacy established, and you've raised the bar for yourself so high, and you've met it every time. It's really hard to kind of top yourself, so I think it was good. There were a lot of songs I didn't listen to until after his death, if I'm being honest. DS Money, and a lot of the other songs on disc 2 I didn't listen to, but that's more to do with my listening habits. For a long time, I listened to the songs that I already knew when I bought CDs, and I had a rule that if I didn't know at least half the songs in an album, I wasn't going to buy it. So that's kind of changed since I've gotten older. I'm more likely to buy a whole album that I only know a few songs off of and just, you know, see how the rest of it is. But when I was younger and I was buying these albums, that wasn't my philosophy. I also wish that he would have spent more time talking about Blood on the Dance Floor, because it was an album of remixes that Michael did. And, you know, Michael for a long time, being a perfectionist, didn't really do remixes. So I think it would have been interesting to hear what he had to say about that and why Michael might have done this, if he did it because, you know, he was motivated to just try something different, if there was new technology that he wanted to play with. I would have liked to see a deeper explanation of that. He does mention that Michael loved technology and he embraced new things and the younger generation's outlook on music. He embraced it with open arms, and he really, every decade something else changed in music and there was a new technology or a new way of doing things. Michael really was able to learn it and master it and excel in it. So I thought that was interesting. I think overall it's a pretty good book to read. You can probably buy it on Amazon or any bookstores. It's by Nelson George. It's really good. Even if you're not a Michael Jackson fan, it's pretty objective. I mean, I think this guy's a Michael Jackson fan, so that comes through in some of the writing, but compared to other Michael Jackson books, which seem to be either hate it or love it, this seems to be pretty objective, so I'd recommend it. And it's called Thriller, The Musical Life of Michael Jackson, and the author is Nelson George. So, that's all I have to say right now. I will talk to you later. Bye.